Well, the first shift is that idea of building shared knowledge around the research. We have turned a blind eye to the research. We put our head in the sand around the latest research around the brain. And if teachers are going to be the people who change the brain, then it would make sense that we learn about the parts of the brain. We learn about the chemicals in the brain. We learn about how, you know, cortisol is a chemical in the brain that actually shuts down learning. And if kids are coming from stressful situations or poverty, that's going to shut down their learning. That's going to affect their memory. But most teachers have not actually taken any classes, have not really learned about the brain.
As research around the area increases, there is even more to learn. As one example, Brian mentioned how cortisol affects the brain. Is there research about this topic? Consider one study from 2015 from the University of Rochester. While moderate levels of cortisol may actually be good for learning, levels that are too high or too low result in lower cognitive functioning. To quote an article that referenced this study, it found that specific forms of family adversity are linked to both elevated and low levels of cortisol in children. Children with either the elevated or low cortisol levels also had lower than average cognitive ability at age 4. This is just one example relating to one chemical in the brain. But it's an example of how research can give evidence for the need to make shifts in how things are done.
And so we're going to really make sure that we first build shared knowledge around what is the latest brain research? Who are those researchers out there that are saying that the brain does change? And so we, as a staff, again, we learned about Carol Dweck's work and Carol Ann Tomlinson's work about the brain and about and Eric Jensen's work. And so the first one is really building shared knowledge around the research, because Anthony Muhammad and Louise Cruz in their wonderful book, Time for Change, say people resist change because they don't know why, or they don't have the evidence to support changing. And so we're going to make sure that we start with the why. Why should we change? What does the evidence say about the brain?